Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
I'm Holly Bailey, pleased to join you here on 99.1. This episode explores roots. Our roots are shared culture and heritage through music. Sébastien Enright Bachand is a local artist who hails from Countsville, but his family goes back generations in the Irish settlement, formerly known as West Shefford and present-day Bromont. Sébastien has an air of play with his music and bridges all kinds of societal gaps and differences through original compositions and the lure of Irish folk. It's so nice to meet up with you here today. It's sunny, it's gorgeous, big time winter. Sébastien Enright Bachand, thank you for joining us here on 99.1.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So we've got some cool stuff in the works and you're a busy guy. Let's jump back a bit. I think a lot of people have probably met you on the jazz scene here in the townships. So you're a working full-time professional musician.
Yes, I'm a freelance musician. That's what I do. Just as you said it, full-time. That's what I do as a profession. So I'm kind of present here and there between Sherbrooke and Montreal, playing shows. Most of the time I accompany people. So I'll play double bass or upright bass on all sorts of settings, jazz, classical, folk, lots of country music too, and pop music. So yeah.
I love that. A little bit of everything. And that kind of, it represents our region. There's so much diversity and so much mixing with the languages, the cultures, and confluence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think what allows me to make a living as a professional musician is, of course, that I play all those styles, that I'm able to just say yes when something comes up, but also to have a foot kind of in, you know, a foot on the jazz side, a foot in the classical side, a foot in the English community, a foot in the French community. As much as we like to mix them and bind them together, there is, you know, naturally a distinction that ends up happening. But I like being kind of present in all of them.
Brilliant. And did you grow up in a musical family? Like, your brother is a musician and takes part with you often, from what I've seen?
Kind of, yeah. My parents weren't musical per se, but we all went to Massey Vanier on the French side, and there's a really good music program there. So I'm third out of four kids, and we all did the same program. So from the age of, I don't know, I guess when my sister was in the program, from the age of eight, or something, and there was always some music happening. And of the four of us, my brother Zach and I continued professionally. He kind of does the same thing as me. He's a freelance musician and does, you know, sideman work in all sorts of styles. So yeah, that was kind of the musical upbringing. But the program at Massey Vanier is really strong and definitely put us on the right track.
That's so nice, especially when you breathe life into it as a child. It really just expands and grows. Like, it's part of you from what I see, it's part of you. It's a big part of your expression.
Yeah. Yeah. It shows. I think you kind of absorb what's around you, you know, like I'm grateful that I had music around me when I was growing up, and my little brother, who did not continue professionally, has amazing ears, because from the time he was like four, people were, you know, playing music in the house, and you can practice a melody once and he'll be singing it back a week later, you know? So that's kind of what a bathing in that musical environment mm-hmm. does to you, I think.
Absolutely. Now, often artists, they have a hard time finding a balance between the creative and the professional. Do you have difficulty with that? Or how do you find a balance between being an artist and then the business of music?
I absolutely have a hard time with that, yes. As a bassist, every music style needs a bass. And unlike guitarists, there are not many bassists around. There's just less. So to be honest, if I said yes to everything people asked me to do, I would be working overtime. You know, I'd be super busy. And in one regard, that's cool, that's fun, but in another regard, as you said, I'm trying to balance out the professional work and the artistic work. What seems to happen is the more personal and enjoyable I find a project, the tendency is that the less financially viable that project is, just because of the way, art music kind of happens. So yeah, I do struggle, but I'm getting better, I think. When I came out of school, my goal was to make a living and be a professional musician, and I totally did that. And after a few years, I was like, okay, I've gone around the province, four times playing gigs. I'm ready for like a new challenge. So this new project of mine is really me taking a hold of what I want to do artistically. So yes, it is a tough balance, but I'm getting better at it. So that's what this project is kind of the beginning of what I'd like to see as my career as a leader,
Brilliant. So let's jump into that. This is a project called Roots or
Yes.
Racine.
Yes.
And from my understanding, it's through a grant from the CALC, so part of the Estrie Territorial Partnership Program.
Yes,
Can you give
so.
us a sense of the raison d'être or what it represents for you? You mentioned a challenge.
Absolutely. Yes. This project, which as you said is called Roots, is a duo with my brother Zach, who's a guitarist. So it's an instrumental duo, double bass and acoustic guitar. We're playing original music that I kind of call contemporary folk. So it's new music that we're creating, that I'm writing, but it's highly inspired by the colors of Irish folk music. It's kind of folk with a twist, and that twist is taken from my background as a musician and the studies that I did, which were in jazz and classical. In the music, you can hear the obviously the colors of Irish folk music, but also the influence of my jazz upbringing and my classical upbringing. So it's to play new folk music with an added challenge. And thematically, the goal of the project is on my mother's side, my heritage is basically fully Irish. So my grandparents, sorry, not my grandparents, my great 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 grandparents. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arrière,
Yeah. In the Irish potato famine around 1850, came to Bromont in the townships, which was then called West Shefford. And they're actually one of the founding families of what ended up becoming Bromont. And at that time, they were really trying to populate that part of the world. So I don't know, however many great, I think probably five generations away. So my ancestor went on a Gale Pond Road, which is where the Balneas Spa is. It's kind of a known place now. And they were just giving away those lots, or maybe for a dollar or something, so, like basically free, which I wish was still the case today. But anyways, that's another topic. So they said, take whatever lot you want. So in the spring, he went and he brought some grain. I don't know what kind. And he planted it or threw it all over the road, and wherever it grew best is the lot he chose to take in the fall. So that was his process to choosing the lot in Bromont. So anyways, my Irish ancestors came, and it's a pretty tight community. All of my mom's ancestors are all Irish names. We've got Enright, we've got Dunn, we've got Dunleavy. So it's really a big mix of Irish people. So my heritage is Irish, and I wanted to really honor that heritage, not only for myself, but for the townships, which are highly influenced and highly comprised of Irish ancestry. So I wanted to kind of make this music both as an honoring of those people who shaped who we are in the townships, and also we're going to be playing the music in churches, which is a way to revive and continue the life of that historic architecture, if you may. So that's kind of the origin of Roots in not in a nutshell, in a pretty big 4-minute description.
No pun intended. I
Yeah.
love the visual of your ancestor throwing the seeds, and where they grew best, he decided to sow. Like that's roots right there.
Yeah. So that's kind of the idea, yeah.
And when I spoke to my parents, like we're a generational heritage family out this way as well. And I mentioned the Enrights, and my dad's like, "Oh yeah, there was an Enright farm out in Waterloo near where he grew up on Lewis Street." And I believe those were cousins of yours.
Yeah, I
And
think they're
then
my mom's cousins, yeah.
okay, and then I mentioned West Shefford to my mom, and she's like, "Oh yeah, that was known as the Irish Settlement out up
There
on
you go.
Gale Pond." And I didn't know that. So thank you for, yeah, you're bringing history to life in a current present day tense, and it's beautiful.
Well, I'm glad that the stories that I have zero fact checked and fully relied on trusting my mother, I'm glad that they check out
Absolutely.
with others.
I think that's great. And when we were chatting previously, you mentioned folk with a twist. So, and I can hear it in kind of the jig. You have a video out called If I Had an Orchard. And
Yes.
in my layman's terms, I'm looking at you with your bow on your double bass, and I'm like, it's like a jig. And you're like, well, yeah, that was part of the concept. And you mentioned odd time signatures and weird keys and harmonies. How did you explore that with your brother? Is that like kind of an unwritten, unspoken synergy you have with him to explore these sounds?
Yeah, well, I would say that it's true that after playing for several years with someone, it's just like a relationship. You really get to know them, and you kind of, you know how when you know someone really well, you know certain things kind of tick them off and make them angry. Well, it's the same thing in music, but it's like you know what really works with them and what you can do to make, you know, those magical moments happen.
Yeah.
And that is multiplied tenfold when that person's your brother, you know? So that's what Zach and I have a really special connection, musical connection in that sense. We've been playing lots of improvised music, you know, improvised jazz. And sometimes we just go places that if I were playing with somebody else who I didn't know so well musically, it would be weird to go those places. It wouldn't happen so well. So with Zach, that's an excellent advantage that we have. And in regards to the complexities in the music, as you said, the video, If I Had an Orchard, it's in 12/8 time, more or less, which is another way of saying it's in a jig feel. So
Okay.
it's definitely inspired by, and this is a conscious choice, you know, I'm trying to make this new music and I'm kind of having, I want those flavors of jigs and reels and stuff like that. So it's not a jig per se, but the beat of it kind of makes you want to dance like a jig. And somewhere in the middle, yeah, we have some odd time signatures for those who are more attuned to music language. It's just it's kind of you know, normal beats are dividable by two because you can, you know, 1 2 1 2, and this one's in seven, which is pretty weird, but it's something that I really like and that offers me a challenge in learning the music, as opposed to lots of what I play professionally, which is fun and challenging in its own way, but not challenging in the sense that I have to work hard to make sure that I really got it, have it down right. So I like to include little challenges like that, and not only just for making it weird, but I wonder how do I make these challenges musical and beautiful, you know, and touch people and make them feel awe through music that also makes me feel inspired and makes me feel challenged and also makes me feel in awe. So that's kind of what we're doing with that. There's a passage that I wrote that was pretty weird and both harmonically and rhythmically, and we've just played it for the first time the other day, Zach and I, and just the way he brought his touch to it, it made it all work. And then I said, oh, that's exactly what we have to do. That's not at all what I had planned, but just us workshopping it together then takes it to a new dimension. Like I write the music, I do, like, you know, basically done 80-90%, but the real choosing of what's going to happen is when we're together and we workshop it, and we send ideas back and forth. I record our rehearsals, and then I listen back and I say, oh, that was really cool, let's keep that. So that's kind of how we evolve together musically like that. And on a side note, I might just say that Zach is a A1 musician. He studied jazz guitar at McGill in Montreal. And he's been touring Canada just about every year in the most illustrious folk festivals of Canada with all sorts of names. I rehearsed with him yesterday, and the day before he was in Vancouver, I think. So
Oh,
he's
cool.
an active man.
It's so inspiring where you can have a really rich life here in a rural setting, but play on an international stage. Like, you guys are making that happen.
I think it was clear to me from a certain age that I wanted to come back to the townships because, I mean, obviously subjectively it's beautiful, but I think objectively it's a particularly beautiful place. I think lots of people end up agreeing on that. So I absolutely wanted to come back here, but my decision to live here was reinforced by the fact that I had tried living elsewhere, you know? What I'd like, as you just said, is to live here. We're not that far from Montreal, is to live. I'm in Townsville, is to live in the more in the countryside, but keep that, artistic drive and artistic quality really alive and well. So.
Nice. It's that juxtaposition. And when you were talking about your music and the odd time signatures and things, it made me feel like that creates a tension. And when you hear it as a spectator or what have you, when I put on your If I Had an Orchard, right away, I had a smile and I just was happy. It makes you want to celebrate life or just, I don't know, hug a tree, get outside.
Well, that's what I want to hear.
That's Sébastien and Wright Bachand. How about you have a listen and see what you think? This song up next is If I Had an Orchard, the original composition of Sébastien and Wright Bachand, accompanied by his brother, Zach. And then we'll jump back in to the second part of this conversation here on 99.1.
Thank you.
Now, churches, you brought it up. Like, why churches? You mentioned a little bit in our chat previously how there's a connection between the Irish and the French cultures with our churches.
What we may not realize today, when I find that our province is more divided by languages than it should or needs to be, is that just 50, 60 years ago, actually, I think religion defined barriers more so than language did. For example, my mom went to school and took the bus with French kids because they went to Catholic school. They didn't go to English or French school. And the other English kids who are English from England, would go to Protestant school. So my church that I've always attended is in Bromont. It all happens in French. My mom and my grandparents all attended that church in French because that was the Catholic church of the area. So yeah, there's a nice mix of languages, and I think I'm a pretty good example of that myself, being as we've come to know Irish on my mom's side, while on my dad's side it's fully French. So I'm a pretty split down the middle mix of the English and the French culture, so yeah. And the churches, the reason that I wanted to play in the churches was, first of all, they sound pretty good. They have a nice resonance, and I love playing acoustically. I love being able to just take out my instrument and have people feel all the subtleties that I'm playing, that I'm using in my playing, which are hard sometimes to, or highly influenced by the medium of a microphone and a wire and stuff like that. There's so many variables when you go from the mic, the wire, then the big speakers. So I like playing acoustically in the churches, which are nice and resonant. And second of all, well, they have always been a meaningful meeting place for the Irish culture, who chat for an hour on church steps after mass. I have memories of that, and also kind of keeping those spaces alive, which kind of sometimes fall into misuse, so for example, I know the church in Stanbridge East, where we'll be playing, has actually had a rising attendance from year to year. The priest there, the Anglican priest, has been working hard. He's a young guy, first of all. He's like 35 or something, which is really cool. And he's been working hard to just have people come back and have that sort of community space in the village. So I like to feel that by doing these shows, I'm contributing in a sense to keeping these places alive on the smaller side of things. And in the larger towns, such as Bromont and Farnham, those churches have already been transformed into like cultural centers, which are like the St. John's Center in Bromont, which is like the Salle de Spectacle of Bromont, and it's gorgeous and it's really well maintained. So that's kind of the intention behind the churches, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, bridging the cultural, not the gaps, but sometimes like we run in parallel, but we're so much better together. You know, it's rich when you mix.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Awesome. Now, just to get into something you mentioned, you're working on a tune called God's Land. Is that
Yes.
going to be performed in your concert series?
Absolutely. I also tried it for the first time, a few days ago. I wrote some music, but I keep writing some because I just want to try things and have it happen. And lots of the titles, actually, strangely enough, I made a list of titles, of song titles, that way before writing the tunes, because I was like, oh, this would be a great title. This would inspire me. And God's Land, the story I told about my ancestor throwing the grain and choosing a lot. Well, up on Gail Pond in, or I guess on Mount Gail, I should say, in Bromont, they've got kind of rolling hills and it's
Oh,
green and
yeah.
they've got forests. And I like to believe that it looks like Ireland and that my ancestors would kind of felt at home at that place. Why would you choose the townships over another place? Well, I feel like it kind of looked like Ireland. And even now, my aunts and uncles on my mom's side call where they grew up, they call it God's land, which
Wow.
to them, I think means there's no prettier place on earth. This is just the most beautiful place you can imagine. And I've heard my aunts and uncles say it separately from another, without my mom there. So it's a real thing. And And then I wrote a really nice idea, like musical idea, which I thought was really inspiring. And then I thought, oh, this is perfect for God's Land. And then from then it kind of directed how I was writing the rest of the tune, because I wrote something and it was kind of sad. And I was like, I don't want God's Land to be sad. I want it to be awe-inspiring, you know, and maybe nostalgic a bit, but not sad. So yeah, God's Land is that place where I'm the first generation not to grow up on that same road as my mom and all those ancestors did since Ireland. So my mom telling me stories and me walking along that road is really what drives my inspiration in the creation process.
That's beautiful. You have deep, deep roots. Like when you said that, I just said, or in my heart, it just said it's home. Like your family is so settled here, and that's so awesome that you're sharing it like as an Enright Bashan and just bringing it to us without vocals, right? It's all instrumental.
Which I think is better for everyone, but yeah, I don't think vocals would be a problem or anything. It's just for this project, this is what I had in mind. And in a sense, I like telling little stories before I perform a tune, you know, kind of say where it's coming from. But in a sense, to be free of vocals kind of lets people close their eyes and imagine whatever they'd like, you know. It kind of gives this universal appeal to the listener. And yeah, and so I think God's Land is kind of a exemplification of you know, if you call the place where you grew up God's Land, well, you're grateful for where you grew up, and you're happy to be where you are, and you're grateful to be alive and to have been raised by the people you were raised by. And so I think that's kind of what's been taught down to me. I'm super grateful for everything I have, and I just want to kind of share this love for life and this love for the townships particularly. So God's Land, I think by my parents, my mom calling that place God's Land is just like teaching you to be like, just appreciate what you got, you know? So.
You're making me cry.
Oh.
We're just so blessed. And I think if you focus in on gratitude, you get more. You know, you have more to be grateful for because it's all in our perception. And thank you for directing our hearts, our ears, our minds to this beautiful sonic landscape of just togetherness. I think it's a really beautiful project, and I haven't even heard it. So tell us, how can people stay in touch? Because you're adding dates, I hear, as you go. It launches February 28th.
That's right. We're having like a first branch, a first leg of the tour, and that's mainly happening in the month of March. And our second leg is going to be kind of spread out over the summer. So I would definitely invite people if they're interested to come in March. Also, March is the month of the Irish. If you hadn't thought about it, you know,
Yes.
I like having meaning behind my decisions. So yeah, people can see all the details on my website, which is sebastianbashaw.com. There's no Enright in there. My legal name does not have Enright. Or on Facebook, same thing, Sebastian Bashaw, Bachand, like Delta. On Instagram, Seb Bashaw. And otherwise, I'm going to be playing mostly Sundays. Shall I enumerate the shows or
Sure,
no?
go for it. I might add it in the extra, but please, like, pop it in.
Okay. So we have Saturday 28th at 2 p.m. at St. James the Apostle Anglican Church in Stanbridge East. We have Sunday, March 15th at the Cultural Center in Bromont. That one is ticketed. We have Sunday, March 22nd at the Sutton Junction Community Hall, which is a really beautiful acoustic space. And we have Sunday, March 29th in Farnham at the big church. And you'll find the details of time and address on my website. Yeah.
Perfect. And if people want a little sampling, can they check out your video? Yeah, where would
Yes.
they?
On YouTube, if you write, "If I Had an Orchard, Sebastian Basha," it should pop up.
Okay, that should get people moving their feet and tapping away and getting ready and marking those
Yeah.
dates on their calendar.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to leave us with or tell us or that we might not have covered?
I think I'm pretty happy with the conversation we had. If you like folk music, if you like being touched, if you like sharing in a community moment, come on down to one of the roots shows that I'll be playing with my brother. Two little country boys born and raised in Cannesville who studied music in the big city and are bringing folk music in a church near you.
Bringing some God's land to us all.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sebastian. We wish you all the success with this and keep hitting that bass because, man, it just like fires you up, right? It hits you right in the soul. I really, really enjoy your music.
I'm back on the base right after our conversation.
Okay, catch you soon. Thanks,
Okay.
Sebastian.
Thank you,
Bye.
Holly. Bye.
What a special project and a gem of a guy. Sebastian Enright Bachand and his project Roots, hitting the stages of our local rural churches here in the townships as of February 28th, with a full lineup through the month of March and beyond. So do be checking out his Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube, or his website, and you can stay up to date on all the wonderful concerts and music coming your way. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in to 99.1. This is Holly Bailey through the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.